Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order, and we'll take the roll call. Ms. Campbell, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Apfel?
Here.
Trustee John Butler?
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Present.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Here.
Trustee Madeline Michon?
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Present.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Here and present.
Board Chair Dennis Barsini?
Here. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item two, Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. The appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act, and we do have a quorum for today's meeting.
Okay, great, thank you. Agenda item number three, approval of the meeting agenda. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So move.
Second.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved. And I'd also like to recognize Trustee John Butler, who is on the phone and is not present here at the meeting. Do we need him? Okay, so we need a motion to approve Trustee Butler to have the ability to speak in this meeting on the phone. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passed. Agenda item number four, Chair's comments and announcements. I would like to welcome the UAC members, and we're anxiously awaiting the comments of the recently installed president of Faculty Senate, Kendall Thu, and also recognize the other members of the UAC who would like to speak as well. So I will turn the microphone over to Professor Thu.
Well, thank you, Chair Barsima. I feel like I have to come up with something spectacular now.
This better be good.
So maybe I'll sing my remarks. But no, thank you, thank you for the opportunity to speak. I want to, on behalf of the Faculty Senate and University Council, I want to welcome the new trustee members. Faculty Senate and University Council are our primary shared governance bodies, so I welcome both of you. I also want to recognize Ian Pearson. He's one of our two new Student Association leaders. Oh. Ian was actually a former student of mine, and he's sort of a policy wonk, I think. Is that fair to say? And I've been meeting with Ian over the summer on a number of matters. So as part of my assuming this role, effective July 1st, I've been sort of acting like a cultural anthropologist that I am. I've been running around the village of NIU trying to get the pulse of the campus. So I've talked to probably 50 or more staff, students, faculty, members of the leadership team, and I've learned a great deal. I've also spent a good deal of time reading the Constitution, the bylaws, and the Academic Procedures and Policy Manual. It's really exciting stuff. I've discovered that the best way to do that is in the evening while my daughter watches the Stranger Things Netflix series. I've also been in conversations with my counterpart at our sister institutions in Illinois to try to understand our strange shared governance system here at NIU. I'm happy to share in more detail what I've learned once I've sorted it all out. But what I can say is that one of the bigger takeaways is the sense of optimism that people have. It's a kind of guarded optimism that students, staff, and faculty alike have. And we think that we're in the right direction. We're certainly light years away from the morale that we were experiencing 3 to 4 years ago. And there's a broad, as the board members know, there's broad support for President Freeman. And so I'm happy to be here at this point in time rather than 3 or 4 years ago, when we were experiencing the lowest morale that I've ever experienced in my 20 years at NIU. So this is the exciting speech I was going to give you, and I look forward to sharing more from the shared governance perspective, working with the board and others, and I look forward to advancing President Freeman's vision in the months to come. So thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Thu. Jason, Jeffrey, Kathy, Comments? Are we?
Good morning again. I cannot hope to match Dr. Thu's eloquence, but I will do my best. I'm extremely humbled and honored to have been selected by my colleagues to represent the operating staff as their president this year. I served last year as vice president under Holly Nicholson, and any of you who are familiar with her, I think, would agree that she left some enormous shoes to fill. I certainly cannot hope to replace her, but simply succeed her to the best of my ability. I frequently say how becoming involved in shared governance is both the most rewarding and the most frustrating experience I've had in my 12 years at NIU. But that being said, I've had the opportunity to meet with several members of senior leadership this past year to address topics both pleasant and difficult. And every time I've walked away with a sense of confidence that staff opinions and thoughts were taken seriously. And I very much look forward to further expanding OSC's collaboration with campus administration this year. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll move on to agenda item number 5, public comment. It's at this point we recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our legal counsel. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we received 4 timely requests. 2 have been withdrawn, so we left with 2. Mr. Krause, are you in the room? You approach the podium.
And for those of you who are not familiar, public comment, we tried to limit it to 5 minutes.
I will try and do my best to do that. Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is James Krause. I'm entering my 3rd year here at NIU, all of which I've been a journalism major. I currently work as a sports writer at the Northern Star, and I also spent last year starting work for the Northern Television Center. And that's what my comments are going to be on today, the closing of the Northern Television Center building and the future of the journalism program at NIU. 30% of college students drop out after their first year, and in spring of 2018, that's where I was standing and looking at. I had failed half the classes I took my freshman year. I was often isolated in my dorm room, away from family and friends. I was unhappy with my academic standing and my standing in journalism, which had long been my passion. Last year, I started working with the Northern Television Center sports program, Top Shelf Sports, which is not all associated with any classes. It's individuals who are passionate about sports media. And that's where my passion for journalism, creating content, telling stories, and informing the general public was reinvigorated and made stronger than ever. Through my time working at the NTC with general manager Benny Enos and recent graduates like Eddie Garcia, Constance Fowler, Kobe Price, Mateo Avila, and many others, I found myself as part of a team that was dedicated towards giving students a voice, giving light to the truth, and giving students like myself a chance to try things they wouldn't have tried otherwise. In June, after seeing 10 of my colleagues graduate the month prior, I learned through a Facebook post by an alumni that the NTC building was being closed under the behest of the communications department chair, Mehdi Samadi. This was revealed to our general manager, Enos, after she was told that she would be released from her contract at the end of the academic year if she didn't find a job prior to that point. And I'm happy to say that she has found a job at Geneva High School. NIU spokesperson Joe King, a man who I've had the pleasure of working with on many occasions, said in a statement to WREX in Rockford on behalf of the university, quote, "The change is a part of a broader effort by the faculty to re-energize the program with an eye towards increasing the focus on preparing students for the modern media world," end quote. The equipment at the Northern Television Center, in part given to us by Enos, is being moved from the NTC studios to Watson Hall studios. It's a studio I've personally never been in before. And upon hearing it, and upon efforts rather to tour the studio earlier this summer, I was informed that the studio was closed over the summer and that equipment wouldn't be moved there until the start of the fall semester. The word of those who have worked there and images published earlier this summer by the Northern Star are my current reference point. And even with those, there's no idea amongst even Enos and people who have worked for a long time in broadcasting if broadcast will be possible from there. This leads to the first exception many alumni and students took with this issue, and that's the lack of formal word from the school and the department. With the exception of Enos and the Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Judy Ledgewood, both of whom I'd like to thank for being open to discussing this issue with myself and others over the past several weeks and months, the only way we've heard public comment from the university on the matter is fittingly enough through local TV and print media outlets. Some of the reasons given for the closure of the NTC building would be valid concerns if not brought up after the fact by the department and the university. For one, attendance in the classes designated for NTC, of which there are currently only two, are down. This is a result of many factors. Enrollment at NIU, like many Illinois public universities, has dropped 5.5% from spring last year to spring, or from spring 2018 to spring 2019. Enrollment in journalism across many public universities has seen a drop as well. One detail that has been left out of articles published and discussed is changes to the curriculum. In 2015, Journalism 356 became a prerequisite to Journalism 354, meaning that both couldn't be taken at the same time. And as a result, Journalism 355 saw a major depletion, and the number of those available and skilled enough to produce broadcasts also went down. Enos arrived in 2015 when the changes were implemented, got the curriculum changed back in 2017, and will take effect this year. And this is with 18 of 20 students who previously took the Journalism 356 class taking the Journalism 354 class. Another concern was supporting NTC financially with another set of factors. Fiscal year 2015 saw the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences budget at $3.1 million. In fiscal year 2019, it was $1.9 million. Yet despite this, expenses at the Northern Television Center doubled from $28,000 in fiscal year 2016 to $62,000 fiscal year 2019. In part, this is due to new lighting fixtures that required more power when broadcasting. Also in part, university IT recommended keeping on dozens of computers in the television center running at all times to deter potential brownouts or losses of power. Enos herself never experienced a brownout at NTC over her 2 years there, only issues with equipment used for the broadcasts. She was also never approached about the issues related to expenses or electricity or maintenance at NTC until her notice. Enos was the only full-time member of the staff at NTC, with one part-time teacher returning this year, one part-time teacher last year leaving midway through the year, and two graduate assistants, of which Constance Fowler is one. If the problems at NTC is about cost-effectiveness, there are many solutions to the issues that I hope have been brought up to this point. And if I would be the first person to present those to this group or to the communications department, that terrifies me. That there hasn't been an effort to at least find some sort of solution outside of cutting the program. The future of the program will be determined over the next couple of months, not of course before the plug was pulled on the NTC building, alienating students and alumni who have been through the program. There's not a ton of alumni here today. It's actually only the three students. And that is because a lot of them are working, thanks in part to experience they've gotten at the Northern Star, the Northern Television Center. From the Chicago Sun-Times to the Kane County Cougars to the Chicago Sky and many other local stations in Rockford and Senator and Naperville. For students that are still here, we're angry, we're scared, we're frustrated, but we haven't quit on trying to produce broadcasts. We're going to try. And despite maybe one of the most difficult summers of my life, I haven't quit yet on this university and getting the education I want. As long as we don't quit and give up on NIU, please, NIU can't quit on not just its journalism students, but all of their students. Thank you.
Ms. Fowler?
Hello. My name is Constance Fowler. I graduated in May from NIU, and I'm coming back to get my master's here at NIU again. And I'm going to be the teaching assistant for the classes that used to be taught at the Northern Television Center. When I was looking for what schools to go 2 years ago, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I thought about a lot of different things, but I never really expected to find my home or my voice in TV. I visited a few colleges to see if they offered my variety of interests in an adequate manner, and NIU won that by far. I really wanted to go to Quincy University, actually. That was my dream school, but they had a very bad, not very bad, but I was very disappointed in their TV studio. Their TV studio was built in a classroom setting, which is what Watson is going to be. The NTC has the high ceilings that we need for the lighting. That when I was at Quincy, the professor told me that the main thing that they wished that they had was those high ceilings for lighting. And to make it clear, high ceilings are important in lighting because it gives more of a natural effect to the image that we see and makes it a lot better. If you still don't understand, the sun is high in the sky and we get the light from above, so all of our shadows are on the ground. But in a studio with lower ceilings, the light is more in front of you, so your shadow is more behind you, and it definitely affects it a lot. When I visited NTC, I was blown away and it looked like a real TV studio. I loved the idea of it being its own unit. It doesn't feel like school. It feels like you're helping a real news studio. It's an amazing feeling knowing that everyone in the building is focused on the exact same thing. The energy surrounding NTC is much different than any of the classrooms that I've been in. A friend of mine took classes in the Watson studio and said you can hear people in the hallway during a production. And at NTC, we all go silent because we all want to make a stellar show. For just a tad more background on me, I'm extremely quiet in classrooms. When it comes to school, I hate raising my hand or being called on. I hate talking in front of people. But NTC has helped me overcome that anxiety more than anyone ever could. When I first showed up at NTC, I started off quiet as usual, but as I learned how to run a show, I found my voice. I can easily talk to anyone at NTC, even if I don't think I know them. And I'm willing to speak here today on behalf of NTC because it's that important to me. When I direct a show at NTC for NTC News, I am loud and I am proud. Speaking of those shows I'm directing, we are an award-winning show. We have worked hard to get where we are, and moving to Watson is taking us a step in the opposite direction. We have real directors and producers who have visited NTC and are impressed with what we're capable of. Our work at NTC helps students get jobs as soon as they graduate, and again, we wanted many to be here, but they are at their jobs that they got from their work at NTC. It may be just a building to the school, to the university, to you, but to its students and its alumni, it's a TV studio, and moving all the equipment to a new location isn't going to help us improve. I ask that you consider helping us reopen NTC, and since the school claims money is part of the problem, we do have alumni who are willing to donate. The school is pushing us backward, but we want to move forward together. Thank you.
Well, thank you both for your comments, and thank you for being here in support as well. It takes great courage to stand up and speak, period. I, like you, did not speak a lot in class either, so I have great empathy for the comments that you made. So thank you both for speaking. Thank you for the the contributions that you've made to NIU. Thank you for speaking about what NIU has meant to you. You know, we appreciate that very much. I have been in the studio several times to film, so I'm very familiar with it. I will say this, and I'm not speaking on behalf of Dr. Freeman. I will speak about her. But the Board of Trustees gave the administration a very tough financial goal this year in terms of the deficit that the university is going to run at for fiscal year 20. What the administration came forward with, the Board of Trustees made it even harder, in terms of the fiscal budget. The means that are needed in order to make that budget, it's up to the administration. And I have known Dr. Freeman for now going on 10 years. And I know that she makes no decision in a vacuum. She empowers her team. So she empowers the provost. She empowers the dean of the College of Liberal Arts and everybody else who's involved to make the right decision for the students, for the university. So there's many participants and there's many owners of this that need to be considered. I am quite confident that the decision that they came to, they all felt was the right and the necessary decision for everybody involved, including the students on a long-term basis. The issue is always going to be student enrollment, student participation in the major and such, and scholarships go a long way. So the monies that, we would love to see from alumni and across the campus, we would love to see more scholarship dollars available so more students like the three of you, could come to NIU with financial support for the major. So I'm just here to say thank you for speaking up. But I can assure you that the decision was not made in a vacuum. The decision does rest with the administration. We have utmost confidence in the administration and the decisions that they make on behalf of our students. So with that, I would conclude my comments. But again, thank you for your passion and thank you for speaking. And thank you for being Huskies. Okay. With that, we will move on to agenda item 6. At this time, I would ask Dr. Freeman to present agenda item 6A1.
Hopefully everybody remembers agenda item 6A1 from just a few hours ago. These are recommendations for faculty tenure and promotion for two individuals who are hired late in the cycle by the College of Health and Human Sciences into the positions of Director of Nursing and an Associate Dean, who is also with a faculty appointment in the Allied Health and Communicative Disorders Department. So the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee recommends to the Board of Trustees through this item approval for the recommendation for faculty tenure for Susan Kaplan in nursing and Michael Kushnick in Allied Health and Communicative Disorders, and the university endorses that request.
Thank you, Dr. Freeman. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Okay, we will require a roll call vote for this. Again, the student trustee is not allowed to vote on issues of tenure or promotion. And I understand that the trustee Butler, who is on the phone, does have the ability to vote. If you can make sure we include trustee Butler in the roll call.
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Madeline Rashan.
Abstained.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barcino.
Yes. Okay, the motion passes. Agenda item 7, other matters. Are there any other matters that require the attention of the committee today? Okay. The next meeting date of the full board is scheduled for September 12th at 9 a.m. At this point in time, the board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business that will follow closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects that are authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as described under sections 2C, 1, 2, and 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as described under section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as described under sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. And closed session minutes matters as described under section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Campbell, would you please take a roll call to close this meeting?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Madeline Rashan?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barcino?
Yes. The motion is approved. The public meeting is now closed. The Board of Trustees has now returned from closed session. Ms. Campbell, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Here.
Trustee John Butler? Trustee Montel Gales?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Here.
Trustee Madeline Rashan?
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Here.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Here.
Board Chair Dennis Barcino?
Here. Thank you. May I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved and the meeting is now adjourned.